Now, let's everybody just take a deep breath and look out the window. The leaves, you've probably noticed, are really starting to color up. If this has you in a mind to get out to an orchard nearby and do some picking, your timing couldn't be better. Today, we're back on the line with native Michigander, apple farmer, and news director for Wisconsin Public Radio, Noah Ovshinsky, who is generously giving us some apple guidance this season. Noah, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm looking outside, as you directed me to do, and it's looking very fallish.
Just what we need right now. Listen, I was at a farm stand last weekend, and I saw something called an empire apple. And I was in a hurry. I did not grab some. Tell me, what did I miss?
You missed a lot. Empire is a dynamite apple that is widely available in Michigan and Wisconsin. It's what I would consider to be sort of a mid-season apple. It's available, you know, between now and maybe for another week or two. It's a red apple with sort of this green background. It's sweet. It's crisp. It doesn't bruise easily. When I talk to customers about it, I sort of describe it as, you know, the perfect lunchbox apple.
I gotta say, it's pretty good looking.
It is. And you know, this one, this is one of those that was developed by, you know, Cornell, which has, you know, is probably one of the most well-known apple breeding programs in the country, if not the world. And I believe it was released, I don't know, somewhere around maybe World War II. And the parents of Empire are McIntosh and Delicious.
Okay, now I gotta say, the red Delicious apple gets a bum rap, but what qualities has it passed down to its child, Empire?
Yeah, among other things, the sweetness, the color of the skin, and you know, it's basically the best qualities of both Mac and Delicious, and it's in this sort of singular apple package. It's a dynamite apple. And I don't know if I mentioned this, it's also a great keeper. And so if you keep it in the fridge, you know, you can have it on hand for several weeks, if not months.
Noah, I had another question for you. This is high pie season in my house. We don't really wait till Thanksgiving to get busy. And I've been enjoying several different kinds of Michigan apples. I haven't really had a problem finding tart apples to throw in there. But I was curious about something that might give a little more sweetness and a little more rounded flavor to my pie. I like doing several different kinds of apples in a pie. You got anything to recommend for my pie problem?
Absolutely. I would recommend Jonagold. That is another, again, what I would consider to be sort of a mid-season apple. It'll be available between now and, you know, late middle of October. And this one also came to us sort of in that World War II era, late 40s. They're, you know, generally quite large and, you know, obviously taste varies, right, depending on the individual. But I consider this to be an exceptionally well-balanced apple. It's sweet with the perfect amount of acid. It's crisp and a good keeper to boot.
You see, now you're really playing my song. If this apple's parents include Golden Delicious, I am a total proselytizer for Golden Delicious apples. That is my all-time favorite apple.
Me too. And, you know, a Golden Delicious grown at an orchard locally is going to just be so much better than one that you might get in a grocery store. I mean, to me, they're actually really two different apples, you know, because a locally grown Golden Delicious is dynamite. And, you know, Jonagold has taken those best qualities of Golden Delicious, combined them with Jonathan. And again, it's just a wonderful package.
Noah Ovshinsky, news director for Wisconsin Public Radio. And apple farmer. Noah, it's great talking to you. Thanks for checking in.
It was good being here. Thanks.